Hello, my name is Carla. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. So in this case, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for radio, television, a newspaper, advertising agency, work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me just one moment. Okay, in thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? The options are, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I am very likely to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered? Is that Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you or is a member of your intimate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your main racial background? Is that African-American, Asian, white, or other?
White.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I ask your age? We have 18 through to 35, 35 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
35 to 45.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are getting in the right direction or have gotten off the, have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay, thank you. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? The options are illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, local growth and development, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, the economy and jobs, climate and in the environment, crime and public safety, taxes, abortion, access to cost of healthcare, or K-12 education?
Inflation.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and in the election for Florida State House, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? The options are, definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Undecided.
Okay, well, we have, for example, strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? We always have strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove.
Somewhat approved.
Okay, thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. If you haven't heard about this person, you can let me know. The first one is Ronrico Smith.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And the other one is Fentress Driscoll.
I don't know.
Okay, Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Probably.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you so much. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards from between Fentress Driscoll and Rico Smith?
I don't know either of them, so I have to look into that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? We have two options. Option A, a candidate who is in elected officials and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or option B, the candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform the state government and better represent your community.
The second one for a fresh perspective.
Okay, thank you so much. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten better.
Okay, thank you so much. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridans. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are the record levels in property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for this higher cost? The options are President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out from Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control the state government in Tallahassee.
I have to say Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And as you may know, Republicans are the majority party in the state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? We have two options. The first one, a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community, or B, a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results.
The one that can work with the other party members.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following come closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate in Florida State House? The first one is, it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions. Or B, it is extremely unlikely that I will ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical and I will almost always support the Democrats.
I could possibly vote for a Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my opinion for him. Option B, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or option C, while political violence is unacceptable, it doesn't change my view of the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
The last one has not changed my opinion.
Okay, Thank you so much. You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate will you be more likely to vote for. We are just a couple of questions to go. So the first statement says, Democrat Fentress Trisco, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing the economy recovery for all Floridians. The second statement says, Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second station at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis to ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. Which of the two statements come closer? Okay, thank you so much. And if you knew the following statements about Fentress Driscoll were true, let me repeat the question. If you knew the following statements about Fentress Driscoll were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Fentress Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each make you no difference, if each statement makes no difference, you can let me know. So the first statement says, Fentress Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit our community. So the options again are more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Next one, Fentress Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border, as is supporting Hamas. The options again are much more likely to vote.
Could you read the last sentence there again? I'm sorry, my phone was.
Okay, of course, no problem. Fentress Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers' union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
That really hasn't changed.
Okay.
No change.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much. Next one. Fentress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state. Same options.
No change.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Fentress Driscoll voted against immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
Less likely.
I'm sorry, you said much less likely or what was the option again? Sorry?
Much less likely.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Francis Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who has been wronged by these large companies.
Less, much less likely.
Thank you so much. The next one is, since Francis Driscoll has been elected in office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Sorry. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. And the last statement says, Francis Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And so the next one says, if you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, will each make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, no difference, or much more likely to vote for him or against him? And the statements are short, so the first one says, Rico Smith believes that the best thing we can do for future generation is give them the quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and forcing critical thinking and learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life. Would you like me to repeat the options for you?
Yes, please.
Of course, the options are much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you so much. Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter for our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs.
Some more likely.
Thank you so much. Next one. Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline over development and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve their American dream of homeownership.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. Next one, Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action like creating insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering the required big insurance companies to return the percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
More likely.
Thank you so much. And the last statement says, with trust in government at all-time lows and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in their best interest of its citizens.
No change.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and again, the last couple of questions says, taking into account what you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Just based on what you just heard. For Francis Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, Rico Smith, the Republican candidate.
week, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. One second. Okay, and I will just say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Rika Smith, the Republican candidate.
Probably.
Okay, thank you. And you will now be asked a few short Democratic questions before we wish for clarification purposes only. And regardless of how you I feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump. Okay, thank you so much. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Usually vote Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Is that okay, thank you so much. Bachelor. Okay, there is. Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.